This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Alex Pepe, Lansing Lugnuts reliever. Alex, who did you root for growing up?
I was a Florida Marlins fan. I was born in Rhode Island, but I grew up watching the Florida Marlins when I moved to Florida when I was six, and I always liked them.
When did you start pitching?
I got really serious when my ninth grade year in high school, and I was always a big outfielder, center fielder, like a big Ken Griffey Jr. fan.
How were you as a hitter?
I was pretty good. I lunged too much, so the changeups and curveballs got to me.
Man, well, then you turned into a pitcher, recruited to Florida Atlantic University, right?
Yes.
So there, Tony Fossas was their coach. He's now the pitching coach with the Dayton Dragons. He told you to throw sidearm.
Yeah, after my freshman year, I threw over top, and I came in, I had a bad fall, and he's like, hey, let's try work on the sidearm. And my velocity kept the same. My velocity was the same as over top, so it just went on for there.
That's the original concern, right? Usually when pitchers drop down, that their velocity changes. What else does that cause? Throwing sidearm, does that give you more movement?
Yeah, it gives you the more like a really late drop on my fastball, so it's more effective.
Well, the other thing, too, is you see the effect that left-handed batters have. It's tough to stay in. Now then, throwing the fastball, that's the first pitch that you learn. What was the second pitch that you learned?
It was a slider. So, and then I developed a changeup. So I just threw it the same as over top. It's just sidearm. Just kind of use it mentally. Think you're throwing over top and you're throwing sidearm.
Did you come into this year with any expectations, any goals?
Yeah, I try to move up in a couple ranks in the get up to double A. That's my number one goal. So
sounds good. Gonna
keep working hard.
What's different between you as a pitcher now and you as a pitcher back when you were at Florida Atlantic?
I understand throw the ball low is the most effective pitch you can do. You know, just throw a fastball, changeup, curveball. Just keep it at the knees, and if you do that, you're going to be really successful.
Is there anything that you're working on right now?
Just my command to get that more efficient and consistent. And that's it.
You're about a pitcher, you know, working on commanding those pitches. What does that mean? What do you have to do specifically?
Well, other people are different. Mine is just throwing strikes, commanding the strike zone. Some other guys are commanding their spots in the strike zone. Mine's just, hey, just throw it down the middle and let them hit it.
Sounds good to me. Do you see a difference between the umpires at this level and the umpires that you previously had or the batters at this level compared to the Gulf Coast League?
I feel like it's the same. If you make your pitches, I mean, I feel like it won't change until like maybe you'll see a little better hitters in high A, but I feel like low A and GCL is, I mean, the hitters are kind of the same.
The other thing, too, is you've had a knack for holding those runners on, maybe even picking them off. What have you had to work on in terms of holding on the runners?
Well, I have a slide step, and I'm not allowed, when a guy's on base, I'm not allowed to lift my leg up, so. And I have a real quick time to home, so I really don't need to pick off or anything. I just got to throw the ball. I just pray for them to steal so that catcher has an easy out.
Makes sense to me. Aside from baseball, did you play any other sports growing up?
6th through 10th, I played basketball, and that's it.
That was it. Any favorite sports other than baseball?
I like basketball. I like every sport, you know. I just like watching it.
You're easy.
Yeah.
How did you spend the off season?
Spending it back at home. I went to college back. I took 2 classes and just worked out back at home in Boca.
Are you working on a degree towards something?
Yeah, business management. So.
Oh, really? What kind of business?
I have no idea. Just management. And just try owning my own business and figure out from there.
Do you know what that business would be about?
I have no idea.
Well, it's a start. And finally, was there any philosophy, anything that anyone told you, whether a coach or teammate, about baseball that's really stuck with you?
It's all mental, you know, like just, hey, just be within yourself and believe in yourself. And if you believe in yourself, you know, I think it's like everybody says that you're just going to go places.
Alex, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Big Country 92.1.